Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Joshua 24:1-2 and 14-18. Joshua chapter 24 verse 1-2 and 14-18. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." My theme for reflection is choose again the daily work of faithfulness. Choose again the daily work of faithfulness. A friend once told me, "Pastor, making choices would be easier if God just sent a WhatsApp message every morning saying, 'Today, do this.'" We laughed, partly wishing it were true. Life would be simpler if faith required only one big decision, a single spiritual click to agree. But the story in Joshua 24 reminds us that choosing God is not a one-time download. It is a daily renewal. Joshua gathers Israel at Shechem, a place heavy with memory. This was where God first appeared to Abraham, where Jacob buried his family's foreign gods, and where Joshua himself once renewed the covenant. Shechem is a gallery of grace, a reminder that before Israel ever chose God, God had already chosen them. Joshua recounts God's deeds, from calling Abraham to freeing Israel to giving them land they did not plant, cities they did not build, and vineyards they did not nurture. Grace comes first. Obedience follows. The indicative precedes the imperative. But Israel faces a problem. Their hearts are crowded. They have memories of ancestral gods from beyond the Euphrates, the visible allure of the gods of Canaan, and the whispering temptations of surrounding cultures. Joshua forces the issue. If Yahweh does not seem desirable, then choose whom you will serve. Indifference is not an option. A covenant is never both and, it is always either or. To their credit, the people choose the Lord. But Joshua is suspicious of quick promises. He reminds them that the God they serve is holy and jealous, unlike the partial competing deities of the region. This God wants loyalty, not lip service. So Joshua invites them to recommit three times. Each response deepens the seriousness of the choice, until finally he seals it with a stone witness, an ancient reminder that spiritual decisions need physical anchors. Our world may seem far removed from Shechem, yet our choices are no less complex. We too are shaped by inherited traditions, cultural idols, and the pressure to fit in. Some worship the gods of nostalgia, idealizing ancestral customs more than the living God. Others worship the gods of the marketplace, success, image, and consumption. And sometimes, without noticing, our priorities drift until our confession becomes an echo instead of a conviction. The late theologian H. Richard Niebuhr once wrote, "Faith is not believing without evidence. It is choosing to commit oneself despite the ambiguities of life." That is Joshua's message. Faith is not certainty. It is covenantal commitment, not once, but again and again. What God desires is not perfection, but orientation. A heart turning toward Him, even after turning away. Like Israel, we need our own Shechems, moments where we stop, remember, and choose again. Baptism, communion, covenant services, or even private times of prayer become our modern memorial stones. They remind us that the God who calls us is the same God who carries us. And the choice God asks of us is not to be heroic, but to be faithful, to serve Him in our household, in our households, workplaces, cultures, and nations, to put away foreign gods, bitterness, pride, greed, fear, and turn toward grace again. The real miracle is not Israel's choice, but God's enduring patience. He keeps choosing us even when we fail to choose Him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what foreign gods, habits, priorities, attitudes quietly compete with your loyalty to God? Number two, what might God be calling you to create a modern Shechem? Where might God be calling you to create a modern Shechem, a place of practice that renews your covenant with Him? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Today, write down one specific commitment you want to renew in your walk with God. Prayer, kindness, forgiveness, giving, or service. Place this note somewhere visible on your desk, mirror, or Bible, as your own small memorial stone. Faithful God, you have carried us with grace we did not earn and love we cannot measure. Turn our wandering hearts back to you. Teach us to choose you daily with joy, courage, and trust. Make our lives a witness that we too will serve the Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.